16 minutes away from 5 o'clock, just over halfway through this Thursday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. It's a split squad edition. Andy Bulbarch out here in Avon, where later on tonight, Lake Erie Crushers taking on the Gateway Grizzlies. And back in studio control, the head breakfast coach, Matt Douglas. You believe that? The head breakfast coach. They were actually going to give Urban Meyer the title of head breakfast coach.
What?
You didn't hear that Fox Sports or that ABC Sports report?
I did not. What'd they say exactly?
Bob Evans is putting their relationship with Urban Meyer on hold.
I gotcha.
They had recently named him head breakfast coach. My question is, I think there are a lot of people qualified to take that spot to be the head breakfast coach. Can I throw my name in the hat?
Sure, why not? I think all of us could maybe fill that position. I don't know how much experience you need for something like that.
I would imagine not a whole lot.
No.
And that sounds like it would be a pretty fun job.
Sure. I've got 30-some years of eating breakfast. I'm more than experienced.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, being a head breakfast coach would be a lot of fun, but probably not nearly as much fun as heading down to the Waterfront Brew Fest. It takes place at Black River Landing Saturday, August 11th. And in studio with us right now to tell us more about it is Chris Nabokowski. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
Well, tell us all about this, man. Bands, breweries, games, what all's going on at this year's Waterfront Brew Fest?
So it's coming up here real shortly, Saturday, August 11th, and we're going to have over 50 breweries, wineries, cideries, meaderies, all downtown Lorain at Black River Landing. We are excited about it because this is our fifth year, and we feel like this is just an event that we've been putting on that just keeps growing and growing, and just utilizing a space like Black River Landing is a phenomenal opportunity.
Give us an idea as to how it's evolved. You mentioned that this is the fifth year, and obviously this thing has definitely grown since you guys began this thing a few years back. How much has it grown, and how has it evolved in your mind?
Oh, it's grown. Our first event, we kind of slapped it together with duct tape. We had 10 breweries. We didn't know if people were even going to show up. We were on a little side street in Lorain that we cordoned off. We ended up with like 300 or so people. And the reason we knew it really worked out is just the feedback we got. Everyone said who showed up that it was a phenomenal event and they couldn't wait for next year. And we were like, oh, wait, there's a next year? Okay, let's do this.
Nice. Well, and I tell you what, man, it says a lot about just how many great things you guys are doing at this event. When you're able to get breweries to come in from all over the place, I was looking at this list a little bit earlier. You guys have breweries coming in from Alaska, Massachusetts, and Michigan, Vermont, Oregon. I mean, you guys have breweries coming in from all parts of the country. That's got to make you guys feel great knowing that you have breweries from the other side of the country wanting to come to this thing.
I mean, it really does. The fact that we have great partners to work with between myself and Howard Ross, the other organizer, we make a lot of good connections with distributors and breweries throughout the area, both locally and also across the country. It just keeps growing, and it makes it fun, and it seems stressful, but at the end of the day, an easier process than you would imagine to just get all these great breweries from around to come to Lorain for a fun-filled Saturday.
How does that happen, Chris? How does somebody from Alaska hear about this great event that you guys have going on, the Waterfront Brew Fest, all the way in Alaska?
Again, we make friends. We are a part of the Ohio Craft Brewers Association. We are the only brew fest that I know of that is a part of that. We are constantly speaking with different distributors, and they have connections, and we meet representation from all over the world. And, you know, you give a conversation, and they say, there's a brew fest going on around here? And we're like, yeah, it's kind of fun. And they look into us, and all of a sudden we're getting emails saying, hey, can we be there? And we're like, yes, please.
Yeah, when we mentioned breweries coming from Alaska, from Oregon, from other parts of the state, do you notice, is there different flavors to beers coming from different parts of the state with different wheats and ryes and hops they may be using?
Well, anymore, the predominant style is IPA. But yeah, you know, the nice part about getting the variety that we have is that you've got these guys who kind of move away from those hoppy beers and say, hey, you know what? Who hasn't done a Belgian strong in a long time? We're going to do that. Or who hasn't done a Kolsch style with watermelon or something? And anytime you see that, we encourage them to bring those beers with them, because it's just having as much unique variety for the folks coming down is, as we possibly can, is exactly what we're going for.
Sure.
We're talking about the 5th annual Waterfront Brew Fest with Chris Nabokowski here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, obviously, beer is going to dominate a lot of what goes on, but you guys also have a lot of entertainment lined up for this event as well. Tell us about the bands that are going to be there a week from Saturday.
Yeah, so Michelle Romari, Tony Lang, and the Ohio Weather Band are all going to be down there playing. They're all local from the Cleveland area, Akron area. I'm particularly excited for the Ohio Weather Band simply because they took a chance on us our first Brewfest and played it, and they had a really good time, and it was great to be able to touch base with those guys and say, hey, 5th anniversary, would you like to come back down and rock it one more time at a slightly bigger venue? And it was exciting. They're doing well for themselves. It was exciting for them to say, yeah, we're all in. But it was really great for to have anybody, Tony Lang and Michelle, to both want to be a part of this. They're all phenomenal artists. They really are, and it's going to be a great event with them playing.
On this show, we discuss food a lot, so this question has to come up, my man, at a brew fest. You've got to have some good eats at this thing, too. What kinds of food will be available?
Oh, and we try to keep it a variety at our food trucks-wise. I mean, for our VIPs, I want to mention, too, that we do have a VIP section that is only $65, which for a Brewfest is outrageous. We have a local, Smash the World's Greatest Food Truck. He's Genso is going to be putting together some Cubano sandwiches for the VIPs that you can only get if you spend a little more. But my goodness, that guy, he makes some good food. But besides that, we've had varieties. I mean, we've had anything from Taco Mike to organic burgers to you name it. We try to run the gauntlet on foods. Don't want to go too crazy, but absolutely, we know that a craft beer head has unique and eclectic tastes, and we want to be able to just give them almost everything they could ever hope for.
So not only will you drink well, but you will eat very, very well if you head to this event. That sounds fantastic. Well, you detailed some of the VIP package, and I know some of our listeners are wondering right now, what about tickets? How can they go about getting tickets? And I guess at some of these beer fests, sometimes it's a little bit unclear as to what a ticket gets you. So if you could kind of elaborate on that, when you buy a general ticket to this, what does that get you?
So yeah, general admission tickets are right now $25 before the day of, and with that $25, what you end up getting is a sample glass. It's one of a kind, unique for this particular event, and 15 4-ounce pour tickets, and that gives you plenty of opportunities. You think people think about a 4-ounce pour, and they don't think, well, that's much beer at all, but you have 15 of them, and you not only get a great selection of beers, but you, on a summer Saturday afternoon, you got a nice happy buzz going. And with the other things that we have going on with the music, I wanted to mention that we also have lots of games. Last year we incorporated cornhole, and it went over really well. So this year we've added 6 or 7 other games to it, just giving our patrons activities, so they're not just standing around talking beer, which is also fun.
Hearing you talk, Chris, it sounds like this thing's really evolved from year number one. I know you mentioned that a little bit earlier, but at what point did you realize, look, this is going to be bigger than just going from the street corner? Now we've got to find a place like the Black River Landing here for something like this.
I would say probably 2 years ago, we had what we felt like almost a disaster. It was cloudy, but whatever. You know, we can live with that. And a storm rolled through like no other. And we had been set up on Broadway right downtown, closed the street up. It was great. It had worked perfectly the year before. Not this time. It was blowing our tents. We had to close down after 3 hours. We were really bummed, and yet we had just phenomenal feedback from people telling us they couldn't wait to come back the next year. And we decided, you know what, if we're going to come back, we're going to do it a lot better, going to do it a lot bigger. And when Black River Landing became available, it was just like a match made in heaven.
What about you? What's your favorite part of this event? I know you've got a lot of things going into it, planning it, you're seeing behind the scenes, but is there something that really sticks out to you about this beer fest?
I actually, it sounds silly, but I just seeing so many people downtown Lorain. My father, he's the reason that I'm involved in this in the first place. He was a member of the Lorain Growth Corporation, and he brought me on board, and he loved Lorain like no other. And just watching this grow and watching so many people come to a city that, you know, is maligned in a lot of ways and come out and say, hey, I didn't know that Black River Landing was this beautiful, or I didn't know that downtown had this much history, or wait, what's the Palace Theater? You know, those kinds of things. It's really nice just to help grow a good reputation for the city.
And you had mentioned earlier, boy, Chris, that's pretty impressive, the fact that you get 15 4-ounce pours. That essentially, if you do the math, and I was doing it in my head there, they get you about 5 beers. That's a lot. And, you know, we're talking about 5 high-quality beers here, too, not to mention you get a chance to go from place to place and really experiment a bit, and you get a chance to taste some beers from some breweries that you probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to taste if you hadn't gone to this thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, that, again, that's why it's a 6-hour event. 5 beers in 6 hours, you should be okay. what else do you do? That's my joke when I'm talking to my breweries. I'm like, what else are you doing on a summer Saturday afternoon besides drinking some beers, listening to some music, playing some cornhole, eating some good food, and just enjoying what usually ends up being a beautiful summer Saturday?
Well, and that's a steal for $25, man. I mean, not only you're not just paying for the beer at that point, you're paying for the experience, a chance to mingle with folks who are there for the same reason that you are. That's really awesome stuff. And it needs to be mentioned also here, too, you guys do have a package for designated drivers as well.
Indeed, indeed, yeah. And, you go to the brewfests in Cleveland, and sometimes you see a designated driver ticket is $20. And you think to yourself, I'm paying $20 to watch other people drink. What in the world's going on? We didn't want to do that. So $5, keep it simple, keep it cheap. Kind of just encourage people to bring a designated driver. We want everyone to be safe. You know, we want people to utilize things like Uber and taxis and get home safe after a fun-filled day, because, you know, we plan on doing this again next year, and we want you all alive so you can come and help us out again, because it's a good time.
Absolutely. Sounds like an absolute blast. It takes place 1 week from this Saturday on August 11th at Black River Landing. All right, Chris, this was a lot of fun, man. But before we let you go, where can our listeners go to get more information on what all is happening at Brewfest, and also where they can go to get tickets for the Waterfront Brewfest?
Again, we try and keep it simple. www.brewfestwd, as in Waterfront District, brewfestwd.com. And right there, right on the front of the page, it's purchase your tickets now. I would also just be remiss if I didn't thank a couple of our main sponsors, our presenting sponsor being Span Ohio, our stage sponsor being Northwest Bank, and our sample glass sponsor being Elyria's own On the Rocks Climbing Gym. That's going to be opening here shortly over on the corner of 113 and 58. And it's pretty cool in my eyes just because it's a rock wall hanging out in our area. How often do you get that? So they were really awesome, and they did our sample glass sponsorships.
Awesome stuff. Well, Chris, this was a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for coming in studio and joining us and talking to us about this year's event. And hopefully you guys get plenty of cooperation from Mother Nature 1 week from this Saturday, and we will most certainly have you on again to talk about this next year.
I appreciate it. Can't wait.
Thank you again. Again, that's Chris Nabokowski talking to us about the Waterfront Brewfest. Make sure you check that out. If nothing else, visit it online, brewfestwd.com, as Chris mentioned. That's brewfestwd.com. There you can see all the participating breweries. You can get more information on the bands that are attending, ticket information. That sounds like a really cool event. Time for us to step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Your Money Now, then Matt Douglas with the local news, and we'll come back for the final hour of today's show right after this on AM 930 WDOL.
They call him Smokin' Steve because he makes the ribs and chicken that people line up for. And Sunday, August 5th, he's firing up the grills at your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco for another taste-tempting ribs and chicken burn-off. Take home slabs of ribs, barbecue chickens, and whole, half, or combo dinners. Smokin' Steve's Chicken and Rib Burn-Off is Sunday, August 5th, starting at noon at your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads.
When severe weather cuts across